Ready?
Uh-huh.
All right.
You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. That's Kelly Hansen off her album Lullaby for an Astronaut, brand new. Track called In Due Time. And normally you play Flashpoints right now, but I just wanted to take a moment and read some news about the program Flashpoints. There's a press release that's out right now, and I believe there's a sex discrimination suit filed against Pacifica Station KPFA. This is a press release put out by Noel Hanrahan, Tuesday, June 9th, 2005. Community Radio KPFA was served Monday, I believe that was June 6th, 2005, with a lawsuit filed by Noel Hanrahan, former producer and co-host of Flashpoints, the station's Drive Time Public Affairs broadcast. Also named in the complaint are Pacifica Foundation, Flashpoints executive producer Dennis Bernstein, and ex-general manager Jim Bennett. Among the charges are a complaint of sexual harassment and sex discrimination, retaliation, wrongful termination, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. And I believe this was filed in court. And on the phone with me right now, I have Tanya Brannon from the Purple Berets, purpleberets.org. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
And trying to get this word out on what's going on here at KPFA, because evidently they're not talking about it. I haven't heard it on their airwaves.
Yeah, we're a women's rights group, and we've worked primarily around violence against women and sexual harassment. So we're very concerned about what's going on in KPFA. Just to give you, I would like to correct one thing. It was we that put out the press release, not Noel Hanrahan.
Oh, okay.
Right at the same time that Noel's lawsuit was being served on KPFA and Bernstein et al., Solange Echevarria was forced off the show. And Solange became one of a number of women, virtually every woman who's ever produced on the show, who's been run out by Dennis Bernstein's abusive behavior. And I'd like to read, if I may, a little bit. Solange distributed an open letter to the local station board she found that the word that was being put out by management was that she quit voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to read a little bit of that statement.
Go right ahead.
She says, "I was forced out. I was left with no choice. I reported unfair treatment, favoritism, abuse, and hostile working conditions on the Flashpoints program, perpetrated by executive producer Dennis Bernstein. I was met with complete disrespect and disregard when I reported the abuse to general manager Roy Campanella. Bernstein has been allowed for years to run unchecked with his abusive behavior toward former and current producers, programmers, volunteers, with absolutely no consequences whatsoever. When I reported his most recent abuses, to be clear and fair, I approached Bernstein first. I was met with the vilest of screams, curses, and out-of-control behavior. When I reported this to Roy Campanella Jr., KPFA general manager, I was told under no uncertain terms that nothing could be done about Bernstein because, and these are Mr. Campanella's direct comments, he brings in the money, and therefore creative personalities like his need to be put up with. He then told me that I should just go look for another job. He went so far as to tell me that no one has ever complained about Mr. Bernstein before." So when Solange disappeared off Flashpoints, yet another female voice to disappear, we just decided this was enough, that it was time. And so we've been organizing women inside and outside the station to try to put an end to this.
It appears that he's on vacation, Dennis Bernstein. Have you heard anything from him? Has he responded, or KPFA at all?
No. Well, KPFA has told the press that they can't comment on litigation. They did do a short news story on it. Bernstein is on vacation, and I haven't heard any comment from him.
Hmm.
But, you know, I think one of the reasons that we got involved, as I said, we've done a lot of sexual harassment cases over the years, and in many ways they all look alike. You know, immediately the whistleblower is attacked. In Noelle's case, there was this campaign of web postings and emails trying to discredit her. In Solange's case, there, within days of her leaving, there was a flyer that was put up all over the station, making all these wild accusations against her.
Wow.
So what we've seen is these women's reputations being besmirched as a, in retaliation for their filing legal complaints of gender discrimination. And the only reason that Noelle's case is different is that she didn't let it fall aside. Most of these women, and there have been numerous, have filed complaints, gotten no justice from the management, and then just quietly gone away. And a part of that, of course, is because it's our community radio station. Nobody wants to do anything to damage the station or to be perceived as trying to damage the station.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening now. People are saying these women are out to destroy KPFA. These women aren't destroying KPFA. The discrimination inside is destroying it. These women are trying to put it back on track and make it stronger.
I believe Nora Barris-Friedman and Amanda Bellerby are they the last women that are on the program?
Nora is on the program now. Amanda came in apparently to replace Solange, which I have to question her solidarity.
Interesting.
So they're still on the show. But there have been, and as I said, most of these women refused to go public for one reason or another. So I cannot name the names, but there have been at least five or six women who have left after making complaints of Bernstein, just going into a rage, you know. I mean, it's this incredible bullying behavior. In Noelle's case, at one point in the middle of an on-air interview, he turned off her mic and said, "Don't you dare ask another effing question." And then later, as she reported the harassment, and it continued to escalate, he would just go into a rage. Shows that she'd spent hours of production work on were erased. At one point, Dennis spat out, "I'm going to torture you until you quit or I force you to leave." So this, you know, this is just not acceptable. What we've lost have been the voices of very, very talented female producers. Noelle Hanrahan is a three-time winner of the Golden Reel Award, which is one of public radio's highest awards. She produces Mumia Abu-Jamal's weekly commentaries, which Prison are heard radio. By a million people around the world. I mean, these are accomplished radio producers.
Oh, yeah.
And we're losing them. We're losing their voices just by this male bullying that's going on.
Well, I've noticed a lot of the women producers on Flashpoints, because I'm always we play portions of it here every Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be playing some soon, which I'm going to have to cut early because there's a lot of news
okay.
out there. I've noticed that their stuff, they brought a whole great new kind of feeling to Flashpoints, and it's always been awesome, everything that I've heard.
Yeah.
And it seems like, to me, maybe Dennis should, like, back off and let, you know, these new people come in, and it seems like he doesn't want to do that, and he's their big moneymaker during pledge drives, I guess. I don't know.
Well, but that's the excuse they use, but the truth is, by the time they're done, because, you know, this women aren't going to stop complaining.
Right.
By the time this is done, he's going to cost them a lot more than he brings in.
Right.
So, and just one more note, Bob.
Sure.
This is all taking place at a moment when there's an escalating incidence of violence in the workplace, of male violence at KPFA. So this just doubles the hostile environment for women. Women are fired or forced out. Noelle was banned from the station. She was locked out for making legal complaints of sex discrimination, while the men at the station get into fist fights, throw things around, walk off their shows, and there's no disciplinary action taken whatsoever. So it creates a very, very hostile environment that I think very few women would choose to put up with in order to just do their work.
And especially at stations like KPFA and Pacifica, you know, they appear to oppose those things.
You bet. And if we can't hold the left accountable, how are we ever going to hold the wider, more mainstream institutions accountable?
Well, I really thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Unfortunately, I need to go because I need to play some Flashpoints.
Thanks for covering this, though.
Nora and Amanda have been producing since Dennis is gone, and we haven't heard anything from him. And yes, I thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Again, we're talking to Tanya Brannon from purpleberets.org. And you can go there, and I believe there's a complaint letter people can fill out if they want.
People can contact us. We're
okay.
Right now working on a piece that's going to go up on the website. But the Noelle's lawsuit is on the site if you want to read the details of her case.
It's also at indiebay.org, San Francisco.
Great.
And it's under sex discrimination suit filed against Pacifica Station KPFA. All right. Well, thank you a lot, Tanya, for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank
and
you.
I appreciate giving us the information.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
And then we have next Noelle Hanrahan. Excuse me, I can't say it.
That's all right.
Hanrahan.
My
and then Barbara, and then Bob English.
My name is Noelle Hanrahan. And I really just wanted to come to speak to you today because my relationships with the community of people who work at the station in KPFA are really deeply important to me. And over the last, I was in the second apprenticeship program in 1989, and I've worked in various capacities at the radio station on the program council, and I've really devoted a lot of my energies to producing radio for KPFA and being part of the community. And one of my deepest regrets of over the last number of years is the way in which my personal relationships with the people that I so care about and that I really want to have a warm community relationship with have been challenged and damaged, and my reputation and my ability to work with you all has been lessened. I've been physically banned from the station since March of 2002 for trying to exercise my human dignity of having a complaint of gender and sexual harassment heard And I've tried to do every possible mechanism to get that, to reintegrate into the community, to be part of the community, to pull in the same way that you pull for this station. And even though I've been banned, I still produce radio for this station. I still produce cutting-edge radio broadcasts that are in the strongest tradition of Pacifica radio, and I will continue to do that, whether I'm able to walk through those front doors and talk to you or not. I will continue to do that. The work that I'm trying to do right now is so that more women can be heard at the station and so that people who work there will feel safe. That is why that I appear to be in conflict with you, but let me tell you, I'm on the same page. I am working for the people in the station, and I'm working for all of our voices to be heard, and I would be more than happy to produce any kind of programming that makes Pacifica be what it should be. Thank you. And I can't wait to rejoin you.
Oh, thank you very much.